never enough. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday's White House news briefing turned out to be quite cordial, but you could tell that the debate over the audience count at the inauguration still struck a nerve with the president. His spokesman, Sean Spicer, said it isn't fair that reporters are constantly disparaging his accomplishments.
I think it's important. It's not just about a crowd size. There is this constant theme to undercut the enormous support that he has.
And this episode teaches us something, I think, that it's never enough. You can be rich, famous, powerful, but it's never enough. Donald Trump lived like Louis XIV in a Manhattan penthouse with his wife and children and flocks of French cherubs, and it wasn't enough. So he went out and did what nobody has done before. Without running for governor, mayor, city council, or the condominium board, he outsmarts and out-organizes the political elites of both parties and now has more power over more people than Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, and even Meryl Streep. And yet all that is still not enough, because he couldn't draw a bigger crowd than Obama got in 2009. Well, you know what? Look at the numbers from the 2013 inauguration. You'll see that even Obama couldn't beat Obama's first inauguration.
But when you're constantly getting told, we doubt that you can do this, this won't happen, and that's the narrative when you turn on television every single day, it's a little frustrating.
And I think anybody who watches TV knows that feeling. I have one piece of advice, Mr. President. Netflix. Problem solved. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.